This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Doing everything we can to have an immune system that runs like a top should be a priority all the time. But of course, it's on our minds more during cold and flu season and when we're worried about a deadly pandemic. You may have heard that certain foods are good for bolstering your immune system, but is that true? First off, there's no way to boost your immune system. We spoke with Kristen Kirkpatrick, a registered dietitian with Cleveland Clinic. She said, it's better to say enhancing immunity. And here's why. The human immune system has two facets, innate and acquired, or adaptive. The innate immune system is your first line of defense that starts working the moment you're born based on your mother's lifestyle when you were in the womb. These are cells that go to work immediately, fighting off infections. But if the innate system can't do the job, after 4 to 7 days, adaptive white blood cells and proteins, acquired antibodies targeted to a specific pathogen, will be mobilized to fight the infection. It's true that these two systems do better under certain conditions, but our bodies aren't like a video game. You can't just eat or drink something to get a health bonus. Still, eating the right foods can maintain or improve your body's immune function. Fresh or minimally processed foods are best, and excess sugar should be avoided because it can slow down immune function. Kirkpatrick said, a healthy diet, along with things like sleep and stress management, all those things help contribute to that robust immune system. Good food diversity and colorful plants are going to be a key factor to a healthy gut. But don't kill yourself if you have a cookie. We also spoke with Allison Brown, a nutritional researcher and chair of the National Organization of Blacks in Dietetics and Nutrition. She explained that you could compare the body and immune system to a luxury imported car. Unfortunately, some of us treat our automobiles better than our bodies. She said, if your car is a luxury car, you can't just put regular gas in a luxury car. You want to put premium fuel in it, So the same goes for your body. Here's a few things you need to fuel it right. First up, evidence shows that vitamin A enhances immune response in ways that researchers are still unpacking, though we do know that it supports the innate immune system, including what's called natural killer cells. Plus, vitamin A is needed to form the epithelial cells and mucus layer that act as defensive barriers in the lungs and intestines. The best sources for vitamin A tend to be orange or golden-colored foods, like sweet potatoes, carrots, egg yolks, and cantaloupe, though other plant and animal sources include spinach, broccoli, and liver. Then there's folate, also known as B9, which helps send signals to the natural killer cells. It also helps with forming and repairing DNA. To incorporate more into your diet, look to lentils and other legumes, leafy greens like Brussels sprouts, beets, and the aforementioned liver. Then, of course, there's the famous vitamin C, a powerful antioxidant that does many beneficial things for the body. A 2017 research paper that explored vitamin C's impact on immunity says that it supports protective epithelial cells and killer cells work. It's also crucial for helping immune cells called macrophages to clean up infected areas. The best sources include things like citrus, kiwi fruits, and spinach. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, is also critical to optimal immune function. In the body, it acts as a hormone that signals actions in cells and helps fight off viruses and infections. Low vitamin D levels are associated with higher rates of sepsis, MRSA, and hepatitis C. But when people have at least 30 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D in their bloodstream, it can help prevent or blunt the severity of pneumonia and respiratory infections. Researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina currently are studying whether supplementing with vitamin D can lessen the severity of COVID-19 infections. They're hoping that D3 supplementation in particular could better the survival odds for Black Americans and the elderly in care homes, both being groups of people who run a higher risk of vitamin D deficiency, and both having been especially vulnerable to COVID-19. Salmon, other fatty fish, and egg yolks offer small amounts of vitamin D, and sun exposure is an easy way to synthesize vitamin D, unless you have darker skin, in which case D3 supplements are key. Nutritional epidemiologist Walter Willett and colleagues at Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health recommend taking a supplement of 1,000 or 2,000 international units per day if you believe your levels might be low. For instance, if you have darker skin or get limited sun exposure. Then there's vitamin E, which is a nutrient that can help protect cells from damage and support the creation and action of T cells, which are a type of white blood cell that's important to the immune system. Good sources include almonds, sunflower seeds, and most other seeds for that matter, avocados, spinach, mangoes, butternut squash, and cooking oils like safflower and olive oil. And finally, there's selenium, a trace mineral that's necessary for certain proteins to function. Those selenoproteins help kick off the immune response when germs invade. But it also makes sure the response isn't too vigorous, which can cause inflammation and cell damage. Brazil nuts, fish, chicken, and ham all contain it. Today's episode was written by Maria C. Hunt and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other curious topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design?
All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.